From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Gunfire broke a shaky truce late today at a Palestinian refugee camp in northern Lebanon. Both the Lebanese army and Islamist militants inside the camp had stopped shooting and shelling for a while after heavy fighting earlier this week. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Beirut, both sides have been considering their next moves.
While the Lebanese defense minister warned militants to surrender or face a military assault, Lebanon's prime minister vowed today to protect what he called our Palestinian brothers. We will not target them, he promised. Thousands of Palestinian civilians remain in the Nahr al-Barad camp, where the Islamist fighters are holed up. So the government allowed negotiations today with the militants, says Cabinet Minister Khalil Makawi.
So what's happening on the ground is that the Palestinian factions in Lebanon are making a dialogue with them to convince them to surrender.
However, the Lebanese army has called for reinforcements around the camp. Makawi says the negotiations cannot go on for long. Soon, he says, the government will order the army to move against the militants.
There is no way anymore after what they did by killing in cold blood 27 soldiers. Some of them were, at the Iraqi manner, killing them immediately.
That particular horrific detail, the beheading of four Lebanese soldiers by Fatah al-Islam in the first hours of the confrontation, has not been widely reported in the Lebanese media. Government sources say it's been suppressed because the gruesome attack would inflame Lebanese sentiments already high over a challenge to the army, one of the last institutions in the country with widespread support. On the streets of Tripoli, in northern Lebanon, some young men applaud when the army tanks drive by. Ali Hamza is impatient with the standoff. He wants the army to finish the job.
The Lebanese suffered a lot from these terrorist people, So we wish really just to get rid of them as soon as possible, whatever the price is. Even if they were murdered, we don't care.
The defense minister's tough talk appeals to this sentiment. He was quoted as saying the army lost 27, so Fatah al-Islam should lose 270 to make the battle equal. A newspaper editorial criticized his comments as vengeful logic, not the logic of the state. According to Lebanese sources, the government is divided over how to resolve the crisis. Because Palestinian civilians are at risk, the army is reluctant to enter the camp, and the militants have vowed to fight to the death. There is also concern over Arab public opinion, with Arab satellite television recording every detail of the standoff. But Minister Khalil Makawi says if negotiations fail, the government will take the tough decision.
But you have a crisis on your hand here. Either they surrender or they have to be eliminated.
The ceasefire broke down late tonight. Tracer fire lit up the sky coming from inside the camp and from the Lebanese army. But so far, there's been no heavy shelling of the camp. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.